What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Sierra's Interlude. And actually, the show will probably most likely no longer be called Sierra's Interlude, just because I want to add another addition to the podcast family and another, I want to take it another route. And so, usually, like the show will still be aimed towards college students. It will still be a positive impact towards any and everyone that wants to listen. But just remember that the show was created for any and everyone to take the time out of their day, and which, you know, interlude stood for or stands for a break, an intermission. And that is taking the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say, but I'm going to get into more of what I want to talk about today. So I will still have topics on here. Like I said, I added another addition to it. And so Courtney Roden will be on the show with me. If you listened to the last couple of episodes, I interviewed Courtney because I met her at the NABJ convention. And if you didn't listen to the episode, you definitely want to check it out. Make sure you also check out Miss Marva's episode on Blog Talk Radio. Her show airs on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then you also have Anthony's Leadership Council, which that is on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. So definitely check those out. But to continue the conversation, I met Courtney at the NABJ convention and I fell in love with her as a person. Like, she's super cool, super dope. We ended up working and interning at the same company, and I felt like it would be great for me to add her and let her be a part of the show, just because I feel like we both have things that we want to talk about and couldn't relate to on a college understanding, I will say, or standpoint, and then also real world situations. And it's just very important that you guys know that and that we share that information with you. And so I knew it would be great to add her along to the show. And it was a pleasure meeting her at the convention. And I'm glad that she actually agreed to do the show. So now this will be me and her show. So this will no longer, like I said, be Sierra's Interlude. It was a nice run, but it's not the end of it. And so actually, I feel like this would be better just adding her to the show. First of all, because like I said, we just relate to a lot of things and there's just many topics, and it's just important to kind of have someone disagree with you and also agree with you. And a lot of the times I felt like I was just kind of like talking, but I really didn't have anyone or like any feedback at the moment, or somebody didn't, you know, disagree or agree. So that's why I wanted to add her on here. So I'm glad she's able to join us. But before she gets on the show, I also want to mention that last episode I talked to Anthony and we talked about issues in the education system. And that was a great conversation. So if you missed that one, you definitely want to check it out. And I'm glad that we talked about that, because I know that Courtney has some things that she would like to share about that. But the show would pretty much be the same. It will be the same, but I wanted to add some fun to it, which I feel like having a co-host would be great. And it'll add more excitement to it. And so we'll still do the quote of the day. So we'll definitely have like the quote of the day and the Q&As that I added from the last show. Every week, like I said, I am growing as a podcaster. Courtney is fairly new to this, but I know she'll be great. But there's just some things that I am still working on as far as being a podcaster. And it's just important that I can relate to the people that I want to talk to, and that they're able to give me feedback, and just vice versa. And so there will be a lot of changes along the way, but I feel like, you know, this is going to be great. It's going to definitely be a great show. And I feel like I will be, you know, we will be able to get more interaction from the both of us just, you know, talking about our topics on the show, but also having people, you know, like her followers chime in and listen in Michigan, because that's where she's from. So it will be very, very beneficial for the both of us. And so I wanted to do, you know, get the proper introduction for Courtney, but I'm going to let her introduce herself. And like I said, she will be joining me a little bit later on in the show. But I want to start off by talking about some of the topics that we have for you guys today. And one of them is the Texas gun law. And with the Texas gun law, we will talk about some laws, you know, some issues with the law. And if anybody disagrees and, you know, agrees, we also want to talk about like the mass shootings that has been going on. I mean, there has been a lot of mass shootings. Actually, on the episode before last, I believe I talked, no, actually, on Anthony's episode, the episode where I interviewed Anthony, we talked about the shooting that had happened in Atlanta. And I feel like, you know, these shootings have been happening back to back to back. And I'm not really sure what needs to be changed. And it's kind of hard to say what needs to be changed because, I mean, you literally have to start from scratch with making laws and trying to change things in society. It's just very, very hard. But there are a lot of things that need to change just for the safety of everyone. I mean, you just never know where you could be and if it's your last day on earth. And you never know. And that's one thing that I feel like it's unfortunate for someone to have, or just, you know, going to the grocery store, just trying to get groceries and then being shot at. Like, what kind of world do we live in? But I'm not going to get too deep into that, but that's two of the topics that we're going to talk about today. We also are going to discuss bad energy and good energy, or if you like to say bad vibes and good vibes. I feel like that's most definitely important, and it's going to help you throughout your day or shit, throughout forever, really. So I have a lot to say about that. I know Courtney does as well. But we're also going to be talking about millennials. I know. Everybody likes to talk about millennials, but we're definitely going to talk about that. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that we could talk about when we mention millennials. If you are a millennial, hey, don't feel bad. But we're going to talk about that. We're also going to have our quote of the day, advice for the week. What do you define as perfect? We will definitely talk about that from both of our standpoints. And we're definitely going to do the Q&A session. Now, I do have some questions that people have been sending me on Instagram. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, it is at Sierra's Interlude, C-I-E-R-R-A. Apostrophe, well, it's really no apostrophe, but it's an S, and then I-N-T-E-R-L-U-D-E, interlude, if you didn't know how to spell that. But yes, follow me on Instagram and send me questions that you would like for me to talk about on the show. So I have a few of those questions that we're going to get to and talk about. And this is, you know, those would be some of the segments, like the quote of the day, the Q&As. This is going to be something that we're going to talk about every week. We're going to make it a point to talk about that every week. Also still doing interviews. But this show, we won't have an interview just because I want Courtney to, you know, introduce herself, talk about herself a little bit so everyone can know who she is and where she comes from. Because it's most definitely important. And then we're going to just talk about some random topics, honestly. This is just to get a feel of the vibe for me and Courtney. So I hope that you guys are listening and will continue to listen to us because we definitely have a lot to say. We also have some other projects that are going to be coming up. But like I said, I will mention them on in future shows, actually. And we also have like events, a lot of events coming up, like the Stay Fair. And then also just like, you know, Fright Fest at Six Flags. You know, it's holiday season is approaching. Definitely got some topics for that. So I want you guys to stay tuned. And I haven't come up, or we haven't came up with a name for our new podcast, but it's no longer Sierra's Interlude, so RIP to that. So I won't say welcome back to Sierra's Interlude, but we haven't come up with a name yet. So if you have any specific names, her name is Courtney, my name is Sierra, our names both start with C, so that's pretty important. We are some cute little ladies, so I don't know, we'll figure something out. But remember to stay tuned in, and I will be right back. I will have Courtney introduce herself, and then we will continue with the show.
What's up, everybody? Like Sierra said, my name is Courtney Roden. I am originally from Michigan, and I recently just moved to Dallas. Dallas is my new home. Let's clap for Dallas. No, but so like I say, I'm originally from Michigan, and I've taken on this new journey and trying to like really start over, start fresh, and meet new people and learn new things. And that's why I took it on that challenge to move here. So I'm here, and I met Sierra, obviously, like she mentioned, at the convention, which was really amazing. Like she said, we did talk about the convention in her past show. So if you have not listened to that, you need to, because that convention was amazing. That convention was an eye-opener. It was the NABJ convention, and like I said, it was just an eye-opener. It definitely showed me, it was first and foremost, it was good to see African Americans, Black people, actually chasing their dreams and doing what they really want to do instead of just striving to get a paycheck from just an ordinary job, actually seeing them do what their dream and chase their dream. So that was one thing that opened my eyes. And another thing about this convention that opened my, I know I'm going to talk about myself too, but I want to explain to you this convention. It was just amazing. So I have to explain to you that first. Okay. But, this convention, it was almost like people say you never know who's, like, shooting for the same job that you're shooting until you see it or until you actually live it. And when I was at that convention, it was so many people who wanted to do the same thing that I wanted to do, but it was like a different type of energy. Sometimes you walk into a room and you get a bad vibe, you get a bad energy from, like, it's like it wasn't a competition. It was everybody trying to help everybody try to get to that level. And that's what I enjoyed most about that convention, because it's enough room in this world. It's enough money in this world for everybody to win. So that convention definitely showed me that. But let me rewind a little bit back to, let me talk about me for a second. Like I said, my name is Courtney Roden. I am from Michigan. I graduated from Saginaw Valley State University. Woo, go Cardinals. If you don't know about Saginaw, it's like upper north front in Michigan. So it was a smaller college, but it was still nice. It was a nice experience. I was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And so I was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan, but I was raised in the outskirts of Detroit. So like Southfield area, Farmington, like that area, I was raised in that area. But you can just say I was from Detroit. So, went to Saginaw Valley. That was an amazing experience. And when I was in college, I never really knew what I wanted to do. While going into college, I went to college first and foremost because my mom always told me, hey, you need to go to college. My sister went to college. So I'm like, okay, I need to go to college, but I don't really know what I want to do. I've always pictured myself being in the entertainment world, but I never really knew what I wanted to actually do. So I went to college just, you know, open-minded. You know, everybody go to college and they change their degree like 5 times. I was one of them people that changed their degrees like 5 times. It's normal. It's normal freshman. Like, you're going to change your degree. It is okay. As long as you figure it out throughout college, that's the main point. But yeah, so I changed my degree a couple times, like 4. Yeah, that was a lot. But finally, I realized that I wanted to be in a multi-mass entertainment industry. I knew my personality. I knew I'm a talker. And I have a lot to say. And I just always picture myself being on somebody's television. And so I was like, okay, I need to go into something that deals with mass media, something where I can get into being on television. And Ended up, my major became communications, which was an amazing decision. And so throughout college, you know, experiences, I grew through college. I think in college, every student should go to college, no matter every younger, 21, 18, 21, however old you are, even if it's just for a year, because don't get me wrong, universities are expensive. So I get it. So even if you want to go to a community college until you find out what you want to do, I think every young adult should go to college for that experience, to get away from home, to get away from your family, just so you can grow and see if you can make it in the world without being under your parents or being under your siblings. And that's where I actually kind of, you know, grew up. So that's a little quote of the day, growing up, being in college. But so I went to college. And when I graduated college, I actually stayed in Michigan for a little bit longer. I've always said that I wanted to move Michigan once I was done with college, but I stayed in Michigan because I was stagnant. I was kind of stuck. I was in a routine and I couldn't get out of it. I was used to going to where I was working at and used to just being in the same routine. And 2019 came and it was a new year, and it was the first time that I made a vision board. And I put on my vision board that I wanted to move. I put on there that I needed to move, that I wanted new goals for myself. And a vision board, if you think a vision board do not work, I'm here to tell you that a vision board works. Don't get me wrong, it's not gonna, if you put a Bentley on your vision board, you're not gonna get it tomorrow. But just by seeing it every day makes you wanna strive for it more. So a vision board actually works. But I made me a vision board, putting all these goals on there, saying that I wanted to pretty much move. I wanted to really strive for doing my dreams, doing what I actually want to do instead of just trying to make money and pay my bills. And in March of 2019, I finally said, okay, I am going to move. I want to move. I need to move. And Dallas always felt like home. Like when I came out here, it just felt like home. It just felt like I belong. Like I would fit in perfectly with the culture, with how everyone acted, how everyone like just dressed. Like it was just like I can fit in here, and I saw myself living here. It's a good place to raise your family. The weather, don't get me wrong, it's hot in the summertime, but it's still really nice. And I just always felt like it was my home. So I'm like, I gotta move to Dallas. Like it that's just an instinct. If you feel like some place is your home, then you should try it out. And I came here. Now this was definitely a what word can I use? This was definitely a risk that I took. I came here with no job, no family, and really just walking by faith and not by sight. So I just wanted something new. And I feel like people always think, well, if I don't have a job out there, so I can't move, or I don't know anyone out there, so I can't really move out there. When it's not about having a job out there, it's not about knowing anyone. You can get a job anywhere. You can meet new people. If you want to do it, then you got to push yourself to do it. So I pushed myself, and it was definitely scary. It was very scary, but I do not regret it at all. I've been here for a month now, and it's just been amazing so far. But I came out here, like I said, not knowing anyone and not having a job lined up just quite yet. But I always told myself, like, I knew I could find a job just with my personality, just with my background. I just knew it wouldn't be hard for me to get something else. But I wasn't really striving to just get any ordinary job, just get any job that was just going to get me by. I kind of wanted to push myself to get something better than what I had before. So that was another reason why I wanted to come to a new state and city with not having really like a plan. I wanted to see if I can work hard under pressure. And look at me now. Like, I'm here and I love it so far. Yes, I did find a job. Yes, I did. I did find a job, guys. I found a job, and me and Sierra are starting this podcast, which I'm so excited about. Like she said, we do have a lot of things coming up, a lot of ideas that we're going to have. So I am really, really excited about that. And yeah, let's just jump right in it.
All right, y'all. So welcome back to the show. Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
All right. And so we're going to get into our first topic for today. And that is going to be the Texas highway mass shooting.
Yes.
Okay. So Courtney, how do you feel about that?
Well, when I first saw it, like I was like, what? Because I thought it happened maybe a long time ago. Because, you know, so many shootings been happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, maybe this could not have happened on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Like, this could not have happened on the holiday, first and foremost. And secondly, I really couldn't believe it. The headline of it, it was a man, he was shooting at the highway. So not even having, don't get me wrong, you should never, like, not even having a target. Like, shooting is... trying to kill somebody is dead, period. Like, don't do it. I don't believe in that. But at the same time, you don't even have a target. You are just literally shooting on a highway at random cars. Cars that's trying to drive to work. Cars that's trying to drive home to their families. Yeah. Cars that's not even bothering you. People you've never even met before.
So I know you said that this happened on Labor Day. I don't think it happened on Labor Day though. I think it happened the day before Labor Day. The 31st or something like that.
Okay.
But I don't, you know what, and it's kind of crazy because like there has been a lot of mass shootings and mm-hmm. You know, it's to a point where it's almost kind of confusing to me mm-hmm. because I know we did have the shooting in Odessa. Now, that's not the same one, correct?
Mm-mm. Nope, that's not the same one.
See, and then...
Now, the one in Odessa, what happened with that one? I didn't even hear about that one.
So, there was someone that just randomly started shooting. I forgot the area, honestly. But I just know it happened in Odessa. I'm thinking that it was... the highway, actually. I think that is the same. I think we're talking about the same thing.
We probably are, honestly. Was he shooting just randomly in the highway?
Yeah, this happened. Yeah, this happened. Yeah, we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it did for sure didn't happen on Labor Day, but it definitely happened over the weekend, which mm-hmm. is kind of, like, sad because it's just, like, why does this keep happening and what can we do to stop it?
Exactly. Like, why are, first and foremost, why are you shooting to kill innocent people? Like, something needs to change with this gun law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not any and everyone should not be able to buy a gun, to purchase a gun. Like, that's the first thing that needs to change. They need to really check, like, the background of people and see their history, see if they were... you know, beat when they were kids, or not even beat when they were kids, but some type of tribulation when they were kids to kind of mess them up in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not okay just to be killing innocent people. Just think about it. We could have been driving on the highway. He was shooting at just random cars.
Yeah. And it's just really unfortunate. It is very, very sad. And actually, I'm not really too sure about this, which I'm going to do my research, but... I just seen that Simone Biles, her brother, was an active shooter and that they were going to, you know, she was going to take some time away to, like, handle family business. And so I really need to find out where that was at, because if this is the same situation, that would be really shocking to me. And a lot of people have been, like, kind of dragging her down because of it, but... I'm like, you can't really blame her. Like, she's not the one to blame.
Exactly.
Nobody is the one to blame because everybody is their own person.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to do what they want to do. And, you know, everybody's brain wasn't meant to work the same, honestly. Right.
The only person to blame, I feel, is the person who's holding the gun, who pulling the trigger. I think that's the only main person to blame because he's the one who's doing it. He's the one who's actually... he went out to kill these people. So although I don't want to say, like, he's like the main reason, but he is. Like, I don't want to say it, but that's just like speaking facts. He went out there with his gun, with an intent in his head to just kill innocent people. Mm-hmm.
So the case with Simone Biles is definitely not related to the mass shootings going on in Texas, but her brother was charged with a triple homicide murder in Ohio on New Year's Eve. Yeah, that's pretty bad. And so she took on Twitter. She said, still having a hard time processing last week's news. And then she said, my heart aches for everyone involved, especially for the victims and their families. There is nothing that I can say that will heal anyone's pain, but I do want to express my sincere condolences to everyone affected by this terrible tragedy. I ask everyone to please respect my family's privacy as we deal with our pain, XO. Which is definitely understandable because, I mean, everyone grieves differently, and she got to grieve. The girl got to grieve. She got to, you know, like, and that's kind of hard being the person that she is. And I know, especially, I know she thinks about, like, her fans. Like, oh, my God, like, you came from this type of environment, and you got out of it. I mean, you can, there's a positive way to look at it, and there's, like, a, you know, a bad way that it can be looked at. But if you want to look at it in a more positive way, it's like she got in an environment that she may have grown up in. Who knows? We don't know that for sure. But like I said, you just never know what someone's going through. And even if you are like a brother or a sister to a celebrity or someone famous, 9 times out of 10, like, they can help you to their best ability. So it's not like, you know, she probably wasn't helping her brother. I'm pretty sure that she was, but at the same time, he is his own person. He's gonna make,
she can only help so much.
Yeah, he's gonna make his mistakes. But
I definitely feel like she, what she said was the best she could have said. She, give her and her family time to grieve. Because at the same time, although all those families out there are grieving, she, her and her family are grieving too. With her and her family are grieving too. Just messed me up. Maybe we have to edit that part out.
Okay.
Yeah, but her and her family are grieving too. Like, she just found out her brother, it just did, you said a triple homicide. That is, like, I am the baby in my family. So I have two older sisters. So just to think, if that, I hope it never does, like, don't, like, I'm not gonna look now, but at the same time, if that ever happened to me, I know I would be heartbroken in some type of way as well, you know. So I get what she, where she's coming from, just giving her and her family time to grieve. So I definitely get that, but I just think it should be, something needs to change with this gun violence.
What laws would you suggest that they change?
Well, I just actually found out, like I said, I am new to Texas, so I'm still trying to find out, you know, I'm still learning the rules and stuff and the laws with Texas, but I'm still trying to find out. I just learned that it's, you can carry, like, open carry here. I did not know that.
Yeah, if you are licensed for it, or just say, like, if you're an ex-veteran or something like that. Now, I do believe that every ex-veteran does not need to have an have easy access to a gun, just because some veterans need help after coming out of service. They're not really equipped to be having a handgun. I mean, some of them become traumatized from their experiences in the Army or the military. And so, you know, it just really depends on the person. Now, I do feel like, I'm not sure if it is, but I do feel like when you are getting out of the service, there should be some type of, like, test you take, or maybe, like, some type of physical or checkup that you do to make sure everything is all right, which some people don't like getting help. That's why a lot of the times there are a lot of homeless veterans. Some people, you know, handle things very, very differently, but that is besides the point. But what I was getting to is that, yeah, I don't believe that everyone should be allowed to open carry. I know that on my school campus, which was UNT, we, after having that law, people were kind of getting, like, carried away. They would just, like, randomly, like, walk on campus with their gun. Of course,
see, that's,
like,
crazy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's really crazy. And yeah, the police would say something to them, but at the same time, if they have a law for it, or and if they have a license for it, I mean, you know, It is what it is for the most part. But
do you think like this should change? Like, do you think this law should be more in depth to who should be able to carry guns in their car or own them in Texas?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I said, everybody shouldn't be able to have a gun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not cool, and it's just crazy that in Texas it is very, very easy to access a gun, but it's hard for people who have come to the country to even get a visa. Exactly. To get like the more important things, right, or even travel if they want to get a passport. It's just so many things that need to be handled, and I do feel like the state of Texas, not to talk bad about my state, but we handle things backwards. I feel like everything is a little bit backwards for the most part. But yes, as far as like the gun law, we're able to do that, but then they won't even like legalize weed, and weed is much less harmful than guns.
Right.
And so it's really crazy to me.
It's honestly just like our country in a whole, like just our country is just like backwards to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you're telling me you want to build a wall and separate Mexicans and separate all these people, but they're not the ones harming us, you know. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, they're not, they, you haven't, you won't turn on the news. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want to stereotype any type, any race or any culture, but at the same time, people are, or not people, but this main particular person I'm talking about, he's so against the Mexican culture and the black culture.
This is a free country. Donald Trump, you ain't nothing.
Like, he's so against that, those cultures, our culture, but we're not the ones doing these mass shootings. And yeah, some people did do mass shootings that were black or maybe that were Mexican, but if you look at the in the whole, you will see more Native Americans, more white people doing all these mass shootings. So it's like, it's something going on in this country as a whole when you want to just block everyone else out, when really it's people in this country that you want to keep here.
Yeah. And you know what? Now that I think about something, because you said it doesn't always have to be a white supremacist shooting up this country, but 9 times out of 10, it will be a white supremacist shooting up this country, because guess what? We have someone like Donald Trump in office mm-hmm. who is a white supremacist mm-hmm. and he roots for that. And it's really disgusting and it's really sad. Yeah. And so then he gets on the news, not even knowing what he's talking about.
Gets on Twitter, not even saying, like, what are you
and
saying?
Well, this is the most active president we yes. ever had on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like Twitter,
what are you
fingers.
Doing? You're supposed to be doing something with our country and you on Twitter.
I mean, come on now. Donald got trigger fingers for yeah. sure. And
he's trigger happy.
No, he got Twitter fingers and trigger fingers, clearly. But no, but it brought me to talk about the shooting that happened in Dallas. Maybe a few years ago. I think it would happen back in 2016. Yeah, I think it was 2016 summer. I remember I was home from college. And it was after a protest. And I want to say it was after Trayvon Martin's ruling. But I really don't think it was Trayvon Martin. I'm sorry. It was a blur. But it was after one of those. Or maybe Mike Ferguson. I think that was the one. But so, yeah, they framed the person to be the mass shooter, a black man. I don't believe it. But
so you think they framed them? Because
I feel like some things can be kind of coerced. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like
it wasn't all adding up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
Which happens a lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of things don't add up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even with the story with, what is her sweet name? I cannot think of her name. But she was found in a freezer in Chicago.
Yes, the little baby girl. What is her name?
Like 18. She was like 18 years old. She was at like a hotel party.
Oh, I was talking about the little girl See, it's so much going on. Look at this world. You see this?
I'm like, no,
yeah. You guys hear this? This world is just... But, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, the girl who found in the
at the hotel.
Yeah. That story's still not adding
up to me. Yeah.
Yeah, just like the little girl who mom left out of town and left her baby with her boyfriend who was not her dad. And I guess he like hit her or
tore her. Oh, you're talking about, I think her name was Malia Davis, actually.
The little girl?
Yeah.
She was like.
From Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is Malia
Davis. That just broke my heart. Like, she was a little baby. Like, how can you do that to a baby? But as you all can see, this world is definitely messed up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And what you mentioned, that I do want to get on the next topic, which was bad vibes. What are your views on bad vibes? How do you get a bad vibe?
Bad from vibes. Someone? Like, I just think you can get a bad vibe when you walk into a room. Like, that's how big it can impact you. Like, just when you walk into a room, you can get that feeling in your stomach, like, nah, I shouldn't be here. Or, like, tonight ain't gonna be, like, you just know. Like, you just get that it's like the intuition. Like, you just know. You just know when you shouldn't be somewhere, or if somebody you met is not really, like, there to be your friend. Or it's just like you can get a bad vibe from either reading the person or just by being around someone or just by being in a room with someone. How do you feel about the bad, like, bad energy? And
honestly, like, when I get a bad vibe, I kind of try to, like, shrug it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, no, I'm getting this vibe for a reason. There can be a number of reasons why I will get a bad vibe, but I try to, for the most part, keep that, like, under control. But bad vibes can be really anything, and especially with, like, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, if something happened and y'all really didn't talk about it,
you can be carrying, like, that,
yeah,
on.
You,
yeah,
can, you know, you got certain, yeah, friends that will keep that same energy,
keep
literally
that same, yeah, and be having it in the back of their head when they tell you they're over it but really not over it, and then a year from now they want to bring it up, like,
yeah,
you told me you,
like,
was
you
over
told
that
me this right. A year ago.
We,
like,
could have had a girls' night, we could have talked this out, now you want to bring it up.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, complaining, people complain so much and they don't even realize it? Like, I had this problem too with complaining just about the small things and not even realizing it, and that can honestly, like, mess your day up too, just by complaining, saying, oh, it's too hot out. Now you're about to really be hot, you about to be even hotter than you were before.
Yeah, I do feel like when people complain, yes, it does kind of mess up your day, because nine times out of ten you are focused on the negative. You are not really just speaking positive. I feel like if you want your day to go a certain way, you need to speak it into existence. You need to say, hey, or the night before, I'm going to get up at 9 o'clock. And then when it's 8 o'clock the next day, go ahead and, like, prepare yourself to get up at 9 o'clock. Get up at 9 o'clock, get your day started. I'm going to cook me some breakfast. Okay, you said you was going to cook breakfast. Get up and do it. It's just a matter of things is just, like, doing it.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that's how you start off the day with your positive energy, and that's just speaking it into existence. If you really want your day to be good, go ahead and do what you say you want to do, or speak it into existence. If you want something to happen for you in life, definitely speak it into existence, because it will happen for you. It might not happen, and things that you wanted to, like, getting your errands run, completing that is something that is totally out of your control. You can do that. Like, go ahead and do what you need to do and be done by a certain time so you can have your day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know a lot of the times I have a list of things that I need to do, but I make sure I start on them early. That way I won't be doing them all day, because I do like my QT time,
right,
after work or after anything. Just, you know, if I had a long day and I've been out, I like my QT time. So,
right, exactly.
I make sure that free time is up. But now I know, right, certain things as far as, like, maybe you spoke it into existence, but you just see it's not really happening for you. Like, say, for instance, you say, I'm going to be on time to work. And then you leave the house on time and you head out But then, boom, it's a big old car accident. That is out of your control.
Exactly.
That is out of your control. But at the same time, there's no need to dwell on it because everything happens for a reason. That didn't happen for you, but maybe that car accident happened because you didn't need to be at work at that time. Mm-hmm. So you just got to look at things from a different aspect.
It's like the law of attraction. Like, you just attract what you speak out into this world. And it kind of goes into like a vision board. Like how I said, I made a vision board, and when I made that vision board, don't get me wrong, like I read up on it, and I was like, okay, let me see if this actually works. And I was putting pictures on there that I didn't know that was actually going to come true, but I'm like, I want it to come true. And I didn't think when I was making that vision board that I was gonna end up moving out here as soon as I did. So it's like the things that you see or that you can picture that's going to happen in your life can actually happen, but you got to picture it first and you got to believe that it's actually going to happen in order for it to happen. Mm-hmm. So like you said, by going to work and you're like, oh, I'm going to be on time. Like, yeah, you can put on your vision board or yeah, you can say like, yeah, I'm going to be on time. Maybe you won't be on time that day, but hey, next week you might be on time every day next week. So it's like, you can't just say it's not going to happen or it won't come true just because it doesn't come true when you want it to happen. Yeah. You know, when you want it to come true. Because eventually it will.
Yeah.
Eventually it definitely will.
So have you gotten any, like, bad energy from someone lately?
I honestly haven't. Like, since I would say back in Michigan, I kind of, I was really being around bad energy. I was being around people who were complaining all the time and because they hated their job, which, I mean, I don't get them wrong. I hated my job too when I was in Michigan. But it was like, it started to dwell on me. Like, I didn't want to go to work, and I would wake up in the morning like, dang, I got to go to work. And that would mess up my whole day. Instead of just saying, oh, I'm about to go to work and make money, looking at it as a good way, I was looking at it as, dang, I got to go to work and go back into this building where everybody's going to be complaining and I'm just going to be there for 12 hours or working a double. You work 12 hours at a restaurant. So it's like back in Michigan, I would say I was around I was around bad energy, but I wouldn't like stop it. Like, I was like, okay, like, they're cool people. I'm still gonna, maybe I can help them get over this little hop in the road or, you know. But like in Dallas, I would say, I mean, I haven't met a lot of people, but the people that I have met, like you, people at work, like people who I have met, it's like good vibes and I want to keep coming around. So it's like I say, when you walk into a room, you can tell if you're going to vibe right, or if you guys can actually talk, or, you know, like, you can actually feel it. And I haven't felt any bad energy since I've been here. So it's like, I don't know, I've just been loving Dallas so far, honestly. Like,
well, that's a good thing.
Loving Dallas. Yeah, like, Dallas has not done me wrong at all. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I did get pulled over today. But I didn't
did
get
you
a ticket.
Get a ticket?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
See, so Dallas has not done me wrong at all.
So what did you get pulled over for? Speeding?
Girl, yeah. Well, no. Okay, when I put my seatbelt on, I put it, this is not the correct way, guys. Don't do this, okay? But my neck be hurting sometimes, so I put the front of my seatbelt in the back of
me. Oh, yeah.
And I was in the car jamming Sierra. Like, I was jammed in the car, and it was a cop right next to me. I didn't even notice it. And, yep, he sure enough pulled me over.
But, so when he pulled you over, like, what happened? Did you feel like, oh, it's going to be one of those incidents? Or were you,
honestly,
like,
when he pulled me over, because I've only been pulled over one time in my life before this one. And so when he pulled me over, my heart started beating so fast because I was so scared. And it shouldn't be that way, but I was low-key nervous. I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, I don't got no warrants in my name. Like, I got everything, my insurance, like, all that's good. But I was just like, I'm a Black woman, and I pulled over, and I don't, like, and I'm headed to work, so you about to make me late for work. So it's like,
that's why he was like, this bad energy.
Yeah.
Bad.
So it was like, Yeah, but I didn't get no ticket. Thank you, man. Whoever that cop was for, yeah. No, he gave me a warning.
Was it a white guy? Mm-mm.
Black guy? He was a black man, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep.
Looking out for each other.
No, yeah, he was trying. He was like, the only reason why I'm not giving you this is because you ain't talking back or something. I'm like, can I just get to work? Like, you can just.
Did he really say that? Yes,
he was like, because you're not talking back. Yeah, like, you're not trying to argue with me. And I'm like, why am I about to try to argue with you? You either going to give me the ticket or you're not.
Right. And I was going to say, first of all, it's too early to be arguing.
Right.
But at the same time, I do feel like, how you said, yeah, because you wasn't talking back. Mm-hmm. That feels some type of way when you just try to, tell them, no, you're actually wrong. This happened. And they, and I don't care. One time I did get pulled over and I was like, are you gonna give me a ticket? And he mm-hmm. was like, yes, I am. And I was like, hurry up. piss. Give me a ticket. If you
when gonna... he was...
And it was so late. I had got off of work at at, it was 12 o'clock. I don't know, 12 a.m.?
So he was ready to go home.
I was ready to be home. Right. I'm like, what are you even pulling me over for? You don't even know.
See, I was like, when he was just standing by my window getting all my information, I was like, so are you going to give me a ticket or just a warning? What are you doing? And he was like, I'm giving you a warning because you're not talking back or you're not being, I don't even know. And I was like, okay, well, yeah. I got to get to work. So
that's funny.
Yeah. But you know what? It should not be that way.
I wonder what age range he was in.
He was older.
He was older.
Yeah, he was older.
He was a millennial.
He wasn't a millennial.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Speaking of millennials.
I was gonna say, speaking of millennials, do you think millennials are being lazy when it comes to settling and finding love?
That is man. Well, see, that's a touchy topic. I just feel like millennials, nowadays, they don't want to be, I don't even want to say just millennials, period, but nowadays people don't really want to be in a relationship or they call, I feel like I call it friendship type of deal. They say, okay, we talking, but I can talk to other people. What? How do you expect for us to get to the next level? Don't get me wrong. If we talking and we just met, okay, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But if we've been talking for a good 3 months, then we need to make a decision. Either we gonna be something serious or you ain't the one for me, so I need to keep it moving.
Now, who is considered a millennial? Because the reason why I'm asking this is because there is a lot of term put to it. I do feel like it is man-made, which probably is Generation X and all mm-hmm. of that. So what age range would you say is millennials? I thought millennials were from, honestly, I thought it was us, my age. Well, I was born in 1997, so I don't know if I'm writer, borderline millennial, or I don't know if I'm Generation Z. I hope not, because I definitely don't act like a Generation Z person. But
I think you are actually Generation Z, because millennials to me is people who are born in the 2000s. So
the people that are born in 2000 mm-hmm. are millennials.
Yep. So if 19, okay, so you say you were born in 1997, right?
Yeah.
So you're not even, so you will still be Generation Z, Generation X or mm-hmm. Z. Or, but
I don't know. It's just so confusing because there's just so many,
terms.
Yeah. I guess we gotta find out for sure. I'm gonna look at Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary would be right.
We gotta look it up because, yeah. I mean, I guess if you are, I don't know. You guys give me your feedback. What do you think? Millennials, how old do you have to be considered a millennial?
Yeah.
When were you born? What year?
Yeah. Definitely write us on Instagram. What's your Instagram name?
My Instagram is Courtney, spelled the normal way with a C, .Roden, R-O-D-E-N. So, yeah, give us your feedback to see. Because we trying to figure this out. Because I'm trying to, maybe you a millennial. I'm a Generation Z or X or something. I'm a Generation something, but I'm just trying to figure this out.
You matter, period. Nah, I'm just kidding. But to go back to like what we were even talking about, and that is finding love and settling. Mm-hmm. I do feel like that's low-key everybody's problem. And right. That's because everybody's trying to find love and settle down. And honestly, we are super duper young. It really shouldn't even be none of that. That shouldn't be anything that we are worried about, I would say. But a lot of the times, like, we see what we see on Instagram. Any form of social media really can have your mind just, like, in a whole different, on a whole different level. But, exactly.
See, I was on... I'm a big Drake fan, and he posted something the other day, and it was really nice. Like, I'm about to read it. It deals with this topic.
Okay.
So it says, "I never understood the concept of being in a relationship without the title. I don't see how you can lay and cuddle with someone, go out and have fun with, have a conversation, exchange intimate words, give your body time and energy to... time and energy and large piece of your heart and mind to someone who you're not with or intend to be in the near future. You're just with them for entertainment and temporary fulfillment to pass the time, which is a waste of time. You built a bond with someone for no reason. Half of the time, one person wants the actual relationship, but settles. I feel like situations like this are becoming super common and are devaluing the sadness of relationship, marriage, and love. That's just me, though."
Hmm.
He's so, yeah.
That's pretty deep.
That's so deep. Actually, but Drake is just deep.
To me. Drake is just deep.
But that is so true, though.
It is true.
Like, in this day of age, people are really just... out here, you know, giving their body and giving their time and energy to people who they don't even consider being with for a long time, just like to fulfill them at that moment. And that's just not right. Like,
yeah,
that ain't right to me. That is,
yeah, I do feel like a lot of time is being wasted. And the reason why I say a lot of everybody's time is being wasted is because we do have people like that, which Drake named, that are cool with wasting your time. Like, mm-hmm. Why would you waste my time? Or why? You know, it's just really unfortunate. Unfortunate is the word of the day. Okay.
Right.
Because, no, really, though, because I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years, and I made it clear in the beginning, like, hey, well, honestly, if it happened, for me, it was like, if it happened, it happened, but, and it ended up happening, it started happening, like, really, really fast, like, within 3 months, I would say, and it was like, boom, like, well, I'm not gonna say 3 months, maybe, like, 3 to 4 months, maybe 4 to 5, but we were like, you know what, this is it, like, this is the person that I want to, you know, spend my time with, because we vibe, you know, it's all about good energy, great vibes.
Exactly.
And so,
do you feel like, cause a lot of people nowadays, they settle for somebody who may not have all the things that they want, but they're like, it's okay. Like, I may not find somebody else like this or have this type of quality. So do you feel like you settled at all, or do you feel like your boyfriend makes you better? Like, do you feel like you guys push each other and level each other out?
I definitely feel like we push each other and level each other out, just because, first of all, I'm not going to settle for anything. Just the type of person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not going to settle for less. That's just not how I was raised. And it's just, because I know who I am and I know my worth. Now, I have had bad experiences with guys, and I definitely learned from that, but I also didn't carry that on to my next relationship. I feel like that's what a lot of people do, is carry on that bad trauma from their last relationship to the next. And that is not okay, because everybody is different. Everybody is their own person, and they're going to treat you the way that you should be treated only if you show them how you need to be treated.
Right.
Or show them what you're going to put up with. And a lot of the times, everybody think, oh, I got to settle. Or, you know what, I'm 28. Like, I do hear a lot of older people saying, like, you know what? It's about that time. I find me a husband. I find me a man. You know, I'm too grown for this. I need to be married with kids right now. And that's just because of what we grew up seeing. We've seen, like, these big happy families on TV. And it just seemed like everybody was fairly young starting their family. Now, the ideal time for us to start having a family and kids is the age of 30. But I do feel like 30 is the new 20s.
Yeah, I don't think... See, I'm glad that you mentioned that because everybody now... Like, I don't think you should ever want to put an age limit on stuff. Like, you don't know when your career is going to skyrocket or you don't know when you're going to fall in love. You might fall in love when you're 18 or when you're 40. Like, you don't know. You can't really predict it. And I think, like, just like you said... People have put age limits on stuff and said, like, well, you're supposed to be married and have a house and start having kids when you're 30. When really, you can start having kids when you're 25 and get married when, you know, whenever you want. It's all whenever you want to. And people really put an age on stuff. But that's just, like, what we were kind of, like, how we were brought up to look at it. But I think now, because I am the age that I am at right now, like, I'm 25, and I feel like I just hit my peak, and it's only up from here. Like, it's no rush into getting married or having kids, because I'm still enjoying my life, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to, because once you have kids, and once you, you know, that's a whole.
I'm like, honestly, like, I'm not going to say it's a wrap once you start having kids, but it's just you look at life differently. Yeah. Like, I don't have kids, and I'm not definitely not ready for kids.
Right.
But when that time does happen, I want to be prepared for it as far as, like, career-wise and just making sure I have somewhere stable to stay or to raise the kid. You know, it's just a lot of things. I had a hiccup there. But it's just a lot of things that, you know, that I want in place before even having a kid.
Exactly. And then some people, but you can look at those people who did have kids at a young age and still made it, you know. But it's just like, so it's all just determining who you are and what you honestly want. Because I know people who had kids too.
Yeah.
And still, you know, achieving their goals and still... Because what is being ready? How are you going to be ready to have a kid? Like, your first kid? Like, I don't know how I'm going to be ready to have my first kid.
Nobody really.
Nobody. Man, you can never be
if
ready.
If I was to be looking at census bureaus, right. I don't know. I'm telling you, 100% of everybody was not ready for their first kid.
Nobody. You're never ready. You're never ready. You're going to always make, like, mistakes and always doubt that you're not doing a good job when, honestly, you're doing the best you can. So.
Yeah. But, no, yeah, it's. I don't know. Never settle. That's one thing I will say. And, you know, while we're talking, like, we're mentioning these topics, but these are definitely, most definitely relatable for college students or for any student, anybody that is listening. 'Cause, like, even with the shootings on campus, you just think about that. And it's really kind of sad. And you even think, not even just colleges, but even with, like, elementary schools and everything, just imagine, and I know I went all the way back to the first topic, but just imagine dropping your child off at school worried about them being in danger, you know, while they're at school. It's just a lot of things that we, you know, definitely can think about. And then when you think about being in a relationship and settling, I mean, never settle. You should never, ever settle.
Never, ever, ever. Like, never settle. That is, like, I would say from experience, never settle. Because you are always, first and foremost, you don't want to ever regret anything in this life. You only got one life to live, so you got to live it up to the fullest. And if you have any doubt in your mind, any doubt that this person is not for you, either you need to figure it out and get that doubt passed, or if you can't, then that person not for you. So never ever settle. And it's so many fishes in the sea. Like, and like you said, Sierra, you can't treat every dude like they're the same, because they're not. You know that, what's the slogan, what's that little, what everyone says, every guy is the same, when honestly I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I do
so
not
either.
Agree with that. Everybody always say every guy is the same. I don't agree. I don't think every guy is the same. I honestly think guys are different. They might have the same type of tendencies sometimes, you know, but I wouldn't say every guy is the same. No. That's like saying every female is the same. Do y'all
and think? Every female is and most every definitely female. Different.
Exactly.
Trifling. Man. Me.
Say it one time for the people in the back.
It's some people that's trifling. Females that's trifling. No, but... But no, for real though, like on a serious note, so do you feel like on your last relationship, did you feel like you were settling or what did you feel?
I don't know if I was, I wouldn't say I was settling, but I was kind of, I would say I was pushing him to be the best he could be and he wasn't doing the same for me. So like you need somebody to... that y'all both gonna push each other to do good for yourselves, you know? So you want someone who's gonna push you, and he should want someone who's gonna push him. I was in that relationship where I was pushing him because I knew how I wanted my man to be. I knew how I was raised with my granddad. Like, my granddad's the father figure in my life. And I knew how he treated my grandma. He took care of the bills. Like, my grandma didn't have to worry about anything. And so... that's how I look at men. That's how I feel like men should walk in this world. Like, you don't have to, I don't want to worry about anything when I'm with you. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be 50-50. Like, if we go on a date, you're not going to have to pay for everything. But at the same time, I don't want to worry, you know, and I don't want to have to worry. And that's how I was, it wasn't like that in my last relationship. It was like, I was pushing him to finish school when I already finished school and he didn't really want it. So it was like I was kind of pushing him for something that I wanted in a man that wasn't him. And that's when I had to step back and realize, like, this is not the man for me, because the things that I want for him are things that I see in him, he doesn't see in himself. Mm-hmm. So I need to remove myself from the picture and find someone who actually sees themselves as being someone.
And you know what? That's really kind of, like, unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Because you can want so much for somebody, but if they don't see it in themselves, it's just like you got to, you know, you feel like you need to progress. Mm-hmm. It's like you got to let them go.
You got to. And it's kind of that, like you said, it's unfortunate because at the same time, if you see somebody that can actually do great things in this world, but if they're not really pushing themselves to do it, like, what you going to do? You got to believe in yourself first before anybody else can believe in you. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But never settle. Settling is definitely not the way to go. So I was reading up on this thing, and I was watching The Real, and it's a talk show that I love to watch, and they was talking about how everyone in this world want to be perfect. But what is the definition of perfect? Like, what would you call perfect? I don't think nothing in this world is perfect.
I was just about to say, I do feel like nothing in this world is perfect. Nobody is perfect. If anything is perfect, it will be nature in itself. Mm-hmm. Things that we see on a day-to-day basis, maybe like buildings or something, you know?
Right.
Something of that sort. But
even buildings low-key not perfect because
they got problems, right? But I would just say, like, nature in itself would be perfect. But as far as, like, I don't know, I guess it would be what would be the perfect person for you, or mm-hmm. what will be perfect for you. Like, what do you think would be the perfect guy for you?
I honestly can't even tell you. I know what I want in a guy, but I don't have that list of, okay, he has to have this, he got to be 6'2", or he got to be this skin tone, or he got to have this type of voice. Like, I don't have that type of list, but I know I just want my guy to be the guy who I end up with, to be, like, determined, passionate about what he's into, and always want to try new things, strive for greatness. Like, he got to have the same things or same ideas that I kind of have, but different in the aspect. Mm-hmm. I just want someone, like, I can picture myself with someone who can definitely can push me how I can push them, definitely can hold them, can like handle my mouth because I got a mouth. Like, you ain't gonna tell
really?
Me.
Really? I don't see that.
Like, you ain't gonna tell me, like, yell at me and tell me what to do and not think that I'm gonna respond. Like, I'm not gonna respond back. Like, I'm gonna respond back, but you gotta be able to handle me too. Like, I can't have no sissy.
Not sissy. I ain't heard that word.
I can't have that. Like, no, I can't have no sissy, man. What is the perfect? I know you're in a relationship, but like, what made you choose him out of all these fishes in the sea?
Well, at the time, there weren't too many in my sea. but no, honestly, like, we just vibed right off the top. And what made me really just be like, okay, I want to be with him is just because I could really just be myself around him. I didn't have to feel like I needed to adjust myself, adjust the way I talk, adjust the way that I dressed, you know. I didn't have to hold back. And so with the relationship prior to that, or, you know, previously, I felt like I was really just being somebody that I thought I needed to be, and it wasn't myself. I didn't feel comfortable with anything. I felt like everything was forced. I didn't feel like anything came naturally. And when you realize that, it's just like, oh, this is a big difference. And so when I knew that I could be myself, my like natural self, hair, nails, all of that, around him, I was like, this is the guy for me. And he like, girl, you still cute, shut up. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Like, he the one. Like, if I can do something, you must be the one.
No, and it was just honestly how he treated me. I didn't really get the vibe that he was talking to anyone else. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But I felt like there was like a mutual understanding. I didn't feel like we were wasting each other's time. And then it's like, you know, I would invite him over or something, and then he'll be like, okay, cool, you know, like, I'll come over. But, so, like, our first time, like, chilling together was, like, in a living room. And, you know, like, I don't know, you can tell what a guy's expecting because of the way they are dressed. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if a guy is expecting to do some things with you, of course they're going to come in more chilled clothes. Yep. And,
sweatpants,
slides, you know, slides. It's all, yeah. I looked at him and the way he was dressed, I was like, oh, maybe he coming from somewhere, or maybe he going somewhere or whatever. But no, he was just chilling. He expected to chill, like, out in the open, you know, like, he didn't really give me that vibe. And like I said, it's really just based on vibes and energy.
Exactly. So what advice would you give? Like, we talked about, do you think millennials are being lazy to find love? So what advice would you give millennials, or just anybody who's tuning in to the podcast? What advice would you give them with finding their like soulmate, or finding love, or not settling?
Well, I am no expert. This is, I would say, my first serious relationship. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is, if you are a millennial looking for love, don't look for it. First of all, let it come to you. I didn't go out looking for it. And I will say that's probably 9 times out of 10 why I am in the relationship that I am in. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, I was not looking for it. I was actually looking for fun. Like, you know, I wanted to be out with my friends all the time. I wanted to just be me, really, and just enjoy college. I was like, you know what? I got out of one, but I had taken a break from that one. Probably had probably been a year. So I had my fun. I did, you know, single life was cool, but I still wasn't looking. I would say, don't ever look for love. Let it come to you, because when you go looking for something, it's always going to be what you didn't expect. And it might turn out for the worst. It might turn out for the better, but you just never know.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Never go looking. I didn't, like, my past relationship, my last relationship, I didn't go looking for love at all. But like you said, it came to me. And the advice I would give is, even if your relationship does not work out, that is okay. Like, you don't have to be hurt or feel like you're never going to find love again. Like, that's okay for your relationship not to work out, because like I said, it's a million other fishes in the sea, and you learn something from every relationship that you're in. You learn something from every friendship that you have. Like, you're going to learn something, and something's going to help you grow at the end. So look at it as like a growing experience. Don't dwell on the past. Don't treat every dude the same. And yeah, move on and conquer.
So do you have some advice that you want to give anybody? It could be anything that you learned or...
I would say the advice that I would give everyone who's tuning in, and I am even taking on this advice myself, and every day I'm trying to take it on every day, is to not be fear, not even think of fear. Like, I feel like just being fearless. You should be fearless about everything you do, and it can be the smallest things, it can be the biggest things, but just do not be scared to first and foremost be yourself, because you never know who's out there watching you and who actually loves you for just you being you. You know, and so you never really know who's watching you. So always be yourself. Never be scared to be yourself. And just honestly, just walk by faith and not by sight. Just don't be scared to do anything. Like I have a YouTube channel. If you want to go follow me on there, it's Courtney.Roden on my YouTube channel also. But I'm going to start implementing, doing things that certain people, you know, are scared to do. But I just feel like you should never be scared to do anything. Like, just do it, get it over with, and you're going to feel good afterwards. So just, you know, being fearless. That's my advice. That's my advice for you. That's the word that I want to, the word of the day. The word of the day for me is fearless.
And a quote of the week that I am living by is that, and I found this quote on Instagram. Like I said, I get most of my quotes from Instagram, because Instagram sometimes be having some inspirational stuff. Mm-hmm. Aside of the negative things, they got some really positive things on there. So you got to follow the right pages. You can't follow anybody that's negative expecting a positive outcome. That's just not going to happen. But you are not your parents. You are you. Think like you. That is very important to me, because a lot of the times I know many people that be like, well, I wasn't raised like that, like I just said earlier on in the show. But at the same time, you are your own self. What your parents might not agree about you doing, you may like what you're doing, and you want to show them that, hey, this is something that I'm interested in, this is what I do. But go with your, you know, follow your heart. I know a lot of times people fall in the traps of their parents, or their parents might have maybe a deeper issue. Maybe they're very abusive or just something of that sort. Just always remember, in the light of everything, you are not your parents. You are yourself. And to always think like you, be the best you, because I know that it is very important. And so another quote that I have is, you feel heavy because you're holding on to things that no longer serve you. There is many of us still doing that. And I even do that sometimes. You know, I may think about a situation that affected me before. And I still hold on to those certain things that happened with that person, and I'm not necessarily over it. It is very important that you get over what does not serve you, because at the end of the day, it will still drag you. It will still drag you. You will feel heavy, and that's really it. How do you feel about that?
You'll definitely feel heavy, and you won't even realize, like, why am I feeling this way? When honestly, you still holding on to stuff in the past. Like, I like that quote. In the first quote that you said, repeat the first quote one more time. The first quote had me.
Like, it was like, you are not your parents. You are you. Think like you.
I like that quote. And that kind of made me think of, like, you are not your past. So don't drag your past on with you. You need to leave your past where it's at, and move on from it, and just keep it moving. Like, don't dwell on the past. Everybody has a past. Everybody went through some type of bad experience, some type of trial, some type of tribulation when they were younger, whether you did or whether you didn't. Don't always carry that on with you. You shouldn't just walk around. Well, I used to do, back when I was 12 years old, I used to blase, blase, and that's why I am how I am now. Like, no, you were that, you did that happen to you when you were 12 years old and you are 21 now. So you need to get over that. And like you said, don't let it hold onto your shoulders, because you're going to be dragging that on with you your whole life. And you ain't never going to get over it. And it's going to affect the people around you. And you don't even realize it. Yeah. So yeah, those quotes. I like those quotes. Look
at you. So now we're going to get into the Q&A segment of the podcast. And someone sent me, it says, what pisses you off? What pisses you off, Brittany?
What pisses me off? Let me think. If my food don't come out correctly and I'm hungry, I love food. So if my food don't come out correctly, driving honestly be pissing me off. I'll be having to turn my music up because driving, especially in Dallas,
Is Dallas traffic worse than Michigan?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dallas traffic is 10 times, like, it's horrible. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. I have to leave work an hour early just to get there on time.
Where do you work?
I work in Plano.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, and I live in Richardson. So, honestly, it should take me, like, 28 minutes. But I have to leave work an hour early. Like,
what time do you have to be at work?
At 8 o'clock.
So you leave at 7?
Mm-hmm. 7:05 some days, if I'm running late.
So what time? So you get up at 6 in the morning?
Yep.
Oh, it's almost about your bedtime.
Man, I'm telling you.
What time do you usually go to sleep at night?
It just depends. Like, I'm a night owl, so I stay up at night. I think, honestly, how many hours do you think you need to sleep?
Probably 6 to 8, but to be well aware of my day, 8 hours. But to just make it, 6.
See, I feel like I just need 5 hours of sleep sometimes. Because if I have 8 hours, I'll be tired throughout the whole day.
Well, that's because your body overslept. Mm-hmm. Or you feel like
so
your body overslept.
So I just feel like, so I'm like, I need, 5 hours is good with me. Even like a little cat nap.
Yeah.
Well, even like a little cat nap.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Lately, I've been getting a good 9 hours.
A good 9 and a half.
I'll be like, whoo, God, I thank you. But no, I really need to stop that. I really need to wake myself right up at 8 because that's exactly it. Because I don't go to sleep till like maybe like 12 or 1. Mm-hmm. And then getting up at 8 is not a problem for me if I go to sleep at like 12, 1 o'clock.
See, that's good, though. 12, you still getting a nice hours of sleep, and you're waking up early. Yeah.
What pisses me off is, I don't know. What pisses me off? What makes me mad is when somebody is telling me to do something that I was already going to do or say, that really pisses me off, because it's like, let me do it, or let it happen, or if I'm telling, sharing good news with somebody, and they like really dry, or they really don't seem like they care, or it's just like really not the feedback I was expecting, like that pisses me off, because I didn't have to share that with you, and I felt like I could share it with you. And you didn't even give me the excitement I needed.
Right. So, you're like, at that point, you feel like you're not even happy.
Exactly. Like, that makes me mad. Repeating myself really makes me mad. I really don't like repeating myself. And I hate when people respond, like you say something to somebody, and they be like, huh? But they heard you.
Yeah, like if you can hear, you can hear.
Said.
Exactly.
Like, you heard what I said. Just let it process. You ain't got to respond right off the bat. Let the question Let it linger in your head. Then say, oh, well, the reason why. Because sometimes I do it, but not all the time. I really hate when people be like, huh? What you say? Mm-hmm. I can't hear you. Like,
I honestly hate that too. Like, I always say, every time I gotta repeat myself and they say, huh? I'm like, if you could, huh? You could hear. So just think about what I just said.
Right.
Think about it. Because you heard me, but you just want to make sure you heard what I said correctly.
Exactly.
Well, honestly, you heard it the first time.
And so the next question is, what is your favorite type of junk food you like to eat?
I would have to say, I told you this the other day, it would have to be like Gushers, fruit roll-ups. Like, man, I could tear some Gushers and fruit roll-ups up. Like, those.
Honestly, it just used to be my favorite candy when I was like little. I really don't be eating candy like that anymore. I'm getting older, I don't know.
Man, I'm telling you, but still are good. You got to go to the grocery store and you got to get them this one day. They going to slap.
I was about to say, I don't know, like, candy, what's my favorite junk food?
Would it be like chips?
Hell yeah, I would say I'm addicted to chips. I've actually started my little diet, and that is lower, like, my bread intake and also cut out chips. Like, I haven't eaten chips in a minute, and I feel like chips is the worst junk food because it's fried and most chips have a lot of sugar, salt, all of that. But I don't know. I used to like I would say my favorite, yeah, it's chips. And I was about to say, I was really addicted to Takis. It was one point of time.
My sister addicted to Takis.
And those are not healthy at all. Like, not at all.
I've never been like a chip person. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll have some if
I grew up eating sandwiches all the time. Like, yeah, so and I would have me a bag of chips on the side. Fries. I love fries. Like, just anything that is easy to snack on is easy to get, which is chips and fries half of the time. Especially, like, working in the restaurant industry. Like, it's so easy to get some fries.
Oh, it's so easy to get fries. It's so easy, depending on where you work at, depending on the food, get a couple wings.
Yeah, it's definitely easy, but I would say, yeah, like, chips. I like candy. My favorite candy is Nylators, the soft and chewy ones.
Dang, I haven't had Nylators in so long.
Yeah, I really love those.
I think my favorite candy would have to be, I honestly don't think I have a favorite candy.
Really?
Like, yeah, I don't think so. Like, I'm more of, like, I mean, if you want to say Gushers, it's kind of like candy, but it's not. Yeah, so I don't think I have a favorite candy. I'm more like gum, maybe.
I like say gum. Yeah, lately, I've been chewing on a lot of gum. No, lately, I've been messing with gum, especially, like, after I eat and everything. And, you know, you can't really brush your teeth, but.
Right.
Yeah. I would definitely say that. And the next question is, do you like scary movies?
No. Not at all. Not even.
Really?
When I was younger, okay, so it's a story behind it. When I was younger, I used to have night terrors. Like, I could not sleep. If I would put on a scary movie, I couldn't sleep, and I would have to, my older sister would have to, like, get in the bed with me and give me, like, a Bible. It's so cute now, but she would have to give me a Bible in order for me to sleep. Like, I could not sleep. I am 25, and I will not watch a scary movie. Now, if you want to watch a scary movie, I will, but it got to be some exceptions.
Like, ready? What's the exception?
Okay. We got to be in, like, it got to be light outside. And I gotta be, like, staying the night. Like, I ain't about to go home to a dark house after we don't watch a scary movie.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, okay. And it can't be, like, over-the-top scary. It gotta be, like, a medium scary.
Okay, so what's a medium scary movie? What is a medium, like, scary movie?
I don't know, because I haven't seen one in so long. Maybe, like, you know, like, Jaws. Something, like, it's not really scary, but something that make you jump a little. But, like, I can't watch something like The Conjuring. I still haven't seen the new one. I think it was a new Conjuring that came out. I can't watch that. Chucky, like, I could watch Chucky. Like, if you want to go and watch some Chucky. Yeah, so it's like some those type of movies I can watch. I can't watch no. You like scary movies?
I love scary movies, actually. I'm ready for Halloween. Halloween is, like, the best time of the year. I don't know. Like, I just always like Halloween. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just like that little scary, freaky feeling. Like, it's just fun, especially because I know, like, half of the movies are not real. And even when it does say based on a true story, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just like, it's not happening or it won't happen.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I feel like the scary movies that really get me is something like an intruder breaking in your home or something like that. Cause I mean, that can happen, but like, as far as like, there's like a random like killer going around, like that really doesn't happen anymore. I know it did. Like, there's a few tales that happened back in the day, but there's really not a lot of, I don't know.
In like this day and age, people was walking around in those clown suits.
Oh, yeah.
Killing people. So it's like, nowadays.
I don't know, but like, was that ever found to be true? Like, I don't know if that was ever like a national news type of deal.
I just always saw like them, like, they scaring people, and I never found like an actual killing of a clown trying to kill somebody else, but I just always saw like them scaring people at night. Like, if I walk out my house to walk my dog or something and you dress in a clown suit, like, what? That's not gonna be funny to me.
You're gonna be so scary.
Yeah, like, don't be doing that. That's why I can't watch the movies, man.
Yeah.
So is your favorite movie a scary movie, or?
Well, like, my favorite movie isn't a scary movie. Honestly, like, I just like movies. I don't know. I like movies in general. I don't really have a particular. Actually, one of my favorite movies, it's an action movie. Colombiana is one of them.
Okay.
I like that movie a lot. Like, she really kicked some butt on there.
Yeah, she did.
Another movie that I can think about right off the top of my head. Actually, there's nothing that I think about off the top of my head. But I like a lot of movies, honestly. I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah, I would say
I like any genre, I would say.
My favorite movie would be Bad Boys 1.
Okay.
All-time fave. Like,
yeah, I like that one.
I can watch that over, not over and over and over. If you had me watch it every day, I could.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, this is the end of our show. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, we haven't come up with a name right now at the moment. But we definitely will have it together next week. Don't doubt us. We got it.
We got this.
Did you want to share any of your social media information with
us? Yes. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, like I said, my name is Courtney, spelled with a C, Roden, Roden. That's the same as my YouTube name, Courtney Roden again. And if you want to follow me even on Snapchat, if you want to, it'll be CL Roden, Roden. So yeah, just follow me on there, check me out, and give us your feedback. Tell us, so after you get done listening to this podcast, you know, how did you like it, and hearing about millennials, right? You know.
Yeah, there was a lot that we talked about. So, yes, if you definitely have any questions, send them to me, especially for the Q&As. That is most definitely important. Mm-hmm. And then we also will come back with our, I think what we're going to do is top it off with the quote of the week. Talk about some quotes that we both found throughout the week that has impacted us, mm-hmm, or made us feel some type of way, good or bad, whatever. We can discuss it. And then also the Q&A is just like the most important part. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it is Sierra's Interlude. I don't feel like spelling it, but I will spell it. It is CIERASINTER LUDE. It's pretty long, but it's worth the follow. And also, I have a Twitter, which is also Sierra's Interlude, but I do not get on it. I need to get back on Twitter, but honestly, Twitter is kind of like really, really negative. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's definitely the same at name. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, Sierra Nicole, but I don't really get on Facebook, only for my family. I really got to hop on my social media. The only thing I really be on is Instagram, and that's really all you need, honestly. Yeah. But
Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook. You got to keep it with the family. You got to keep it with your friends. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, stay tuned for the episode for next week. And remember that you are listening to Sierra and Courtney's flow.
Our flow. Our magic. We're creating magic here, man.
All right. And we will catch you guys next week.
Bye. All right. Bye.